All right. Chris, first of all, thank you so much for coming here to beautiful Hallis Hall in Bear territory to be part of this first ever Sports Faith Hall of Fame induction ceremony. We're so honored to have you here with us. Chris, when you think back at your career, you've had so many blessings as a professional athlete, even going back to your Michigan days, even your high school days in De La Salle back in the Detroit area. What's the first thing that comes to mind when you look back at who you are today and where you came from?
Well, when I look back, I get kind of tired because there were a lot of elements that made it possible to be here. It was very improbable. But it was just enough to kind of get to the next level and to persevere long enough to enjoy the many experiences that I did enjoy that helped make me the person I am today. And I'm very pleased to be able to have the opportunity to use those gifts in helping others.
As a young guy playing football, as a young kid, did you ever envision the success that you would have as an NFL player and then ultimately a Super Bowl champion?
No, not at all. I didn't think winning Super Bowls were something that real people did. You know, it's kind of like fantasy land. God was good, and it's true. Dreams can happen to you, as they say in Disney World, or Notre Dame, too, right?
Absolutely. How important was your faith growing up as a young guy and then as it's grown throughout your career?
It was very important to me, especially early on. I can remember having a strong love for God. The oldest of nine, a nice Catholic family, and my parents did a really nice job raising us, and were very active going to church regularly and praying, and always having God's presence in our lives as far as the decisions that we made as a family. But like a lot of young Catholic guys, when I got into junior high and high school and college, life got busy, and more opportunities came my way, and I kind of forgot about God. Not that I ever really said no to God, it's just that all these other things are going on. I knew God loved me and that he's patient and he'd be there when I got back. But consequently, I grew further away from him. And because of that, I got sad, became sad. And life wasn't as full and as happy and as rich as it could have been.
Did you have a conversion experience, as it's oftentimes described, where you realized that you needed to turn to the good Lord?
Yeah, and it comes by many different ways, but a conversion experience is a good one because it was a time in my young adult life when I fell to my knees and realized that all those things that I grew up with and was taught were actually true, and that God was a lot closer to me than I thought, and that he loved me a whole lot more than I ever really imagined, and it was experiencing that love that got my attention.
As you made it to the world platform in winning Super Bowl 21, what do you remember the most about that experience? What did it mean to you personally to win the Lombardi Trophy and to have that Super Bowl ring?
It was kind of like the ultimate sports satisfaction or happiness, right? There's nothing else to go for, at least that season. And also winning in the Super Bowl for the first time in my life. I played at the University of Michigan. We had gone there three times and never won. But so finally going to that wonderful location. And
it gave you a great platform to be able to share the faith, to share virtue, and to ultimately become a champion for the cause of the sanctity of life. Can you talk about your inspiration to start Life Athletes and how it all developed?
Well, that's very true. One of the initial senses that I had with my new faith, if you will, was the desire or the knowledge that God had a plan for my life. There was work for me to do. And I wasn't ready to die and go to heaven or retire at the ripe old age of 30 and just sit back on my laurels and bank account from professional football. But no, there was work for me to do. And it's not like it was all sitting in front of me. I didn't receive the game plan immediately, but by, you know, taking the small steps that were in front of me and following his direction, it's become what it is today as far as perhaps the ministry that you're alluding to, Life Athletes, which has since grown to be over 300 professional and Olympic athletes who teach and inspire young people to live lives of virtue, abstinence, and respect for life.
The platform that your athletes and professional athletes who have faith is a tremendous platform. Can you talk about what a great opportunity it is to bring the faith to young people, to young kids who are so impressionable in this day and age?
Well, it's important to be able to get the young people's attention. As you know, we live in a time when there's a lot of things coming at all of us from every different angle, and you don't have time for all of it. Moreover, the message that we bring to children, or the message that Jesus has asked us to give young people, is a message that seems foreign to them. And at first blush, it seems like real people don't really live the way that you're proposing to us, you know. But when they see athletes make the proposition, the proposal to live the way that Jesus intends us to live, they pay attention, you know. And then they start to hear the reasonableness of the message, and then try it out a little bit. And knowing that we're not a bunch of knuckleheads and kooks, they see us play week in, week out, and they know what kind of people we are because of the games being televised and the sports people talking about us. And because of that familiarity, we have a little greater entree than others might have.
There are many, many Hall of Fames, the Pro Football Hall of Fame in all the sports, but we have selected you to be among the first three ever honorees, inductees at the Sports Faith Hall of Fame. What does it mean for you to be a part of this Hall of Fame that has that faith element along with the success on the field?
Well, certainly because of the faith element, it's much more meaningful than some of these other things. That they kind of get blown out and hyped to be bigger than they actually are. I'm also very humbled to be in Mr. Hallis's and Danny Abramowitz's company, and it's a great gift, and all I can say is thank you.
Chris Smiley, can you just give a message of inspiration for young people that may be watching us in this conversation about the importance of what's really important in life? Guys that love, and young girls that love sports, but to put it in perspective.
Put it into perspective. There are many things you can learn from playing sports, but sports aren't the end of it. You know, you might win the championship, and that is great, but you know what? There'll be another contest test next year, another champion next year, and to set your goals higher. You know, even if you get to the Super Bowl and you get a nice ring out of the deal, you're going to be retired someday, and you have your whole life ahead of you, and then you have eternity as well. So be smart. Be realistic.
Absolutely. Well, Chris, thank you so much for coming here to Hallis Hall in Lake Forest and to be a part of this first ever Sports Faith Hall of Fame induction ceremony.
Thanks, John.
Thank you. Can we get a shot? Can you get a shot of the ring? We're going to get a close-up.
Want to put your star filter on?
That is a ring now.
Yeah, wow.
You want to get a good...
Look at this one. Yeah, that's a great one. I'm too close there. Oh, yes.
And then just a quick hello. I'm Chris Godfrey, and welcome to Sports Faith International. That'll be just a little welcome for our website.
I don't want to be doing any advertisements. No, I don't want to. No, thanks. I don't want to do that.
That's okay. Right. That's okay.
Do you want to shake hands on camera?
Sure, that'd be great.
Sure, absolutely.
Okay, why don't you step back just a little bit?
Sure, just a little. Get a shot of us just talking that we can use a little B-roll shot.
Okay. Right.
Absolutely. Well, for sure. We appreciate it. And, our interview alone is outstanding to be able to share with whoever will be able to watch it. That is a heck of a ring. Let me just take a quick peek.
Let me just take it off. You can stick it on your finger. See if it fits. If it does, you can keep it.
I'll tell you what.
You got a broken knuckle.
As a matter of fact, it is so big that it goes right over my wedding ring. Now, this is a championship ring. That's outstanding.
Yeah, thank you.
I have a little memento from my Bulls days.
Oh, that's
the Bulls
neat.
Championship.
Oh,
ring.
No kidding.
A lot here. You, obviously.
Oh, look at that.
Oops.
That is really classy looking. You wouldn't expect that from the Bulls,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, I was the Spanish broadcaster, one of the broadcasters.
That is really pretty.
The color back. This is the first championship, the Michael Jordan beating the Lakers in L.A.
Oh.
So it's. I never wear this. I only wear it for special occasions. Oh. And obviously, you being here along with Danny, and we're honoring Papa Bear is a special occasion.
Well, that's great. I love the way the diamonds go around the perimeter. I've never seen it done that way before.
Well, you know what? I like yours. Oh, outstanding. All right, great.